Now, right now I'm joined in studio by two of our wonderful producers, Max and Bruce. We were having a little bit of a chat this morning about some of the things that we could have for breakfast, which might be a conversation you're having right now. And we were surprised to learn that we didn't really know what fruits were in season at the moment. It's a lot more than the little orange wonders that are in season. As I said, Max and Bruce are joining us in studio now with a bit more information. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, Jess. Morning, Jess.
Now, that you two are my favourite duo of weird and wacky and wonderful.
Oh, that's
because
so sweet.
When you come into the studio, you come with the most interesting things. So, Max.
I mean, that's why we're here.
Max.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned mandarins before because everyone knows mandarins, oranges, apples are in season right now.
Of course, of course.
What else?
Well, another one that's in season at the moment, and you may not really be aware of it, but pineapples.
See, now this blows my mind a little bit. I love pineapples for a start.
Sure.
And I know that my favorite pineapple fact, and I know Bruce is going to interject with some fruit facts very shortly, but I'm going to give you a fruit fact to start with, Bruce. I'm going to set the bar right up here.
Okay.
The acidity in pineapples actually break down the meat in your cheeks when you eat them. That's why they kind of sting a bit.
Oh, so if you want like high cheekbones, like a Guy Pearce look, you just eat a lot of pineapple.
I don't really know if it works that way, but pineapples eat you when you eat them.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
It's very metal, isn't it?
It is very metal. So pineapples are in season.
Yes, apparently.
Okay.
And another one that's in season, and it's everyone's favourite on toast, avocados are also in season
oh,
as well.
Oh, wow. Are avocados a fruit? Technically, they've got a seed.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the fact.
No.
No, the fact is we got the fascinating fruit facts here. So the fact, we need something about pineapples.
Yeah, right, tell me something about pineapples.
Well, pineapples, well, they grow better upside down.
Really?
That's yep, that's very true.
That is obscene.
Yeah, you can make a pineapple tree by taking a pineapple, you cut off the crown, you dry it out for a week, and then you put it in a glass of water, and within a few weeks, roots will form, and then you can plant it.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
This is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I kill everything I try and plant.
That's why I've never tried.
I have no green thumb. At the moment, for the last like 6 weeks, I have shallots in a planter box in my garden. They have not died, but they have not grown.
Really?
Yeah, there were little baby shallots, and then they're supposed to grow into big ones.
I mean, I've heard shallots are really easy to grow.
Yeah, not mine.
You probably just have bad luck.
The only thing I can keep alive in my garden is rosemary, but you can't kill that very easily either.
Rosemary's pretty useful.
I did kill an aloe vera plant once, though, so I feel like I have a special touch when it comes to killing plants. So pineapples are in season. So we've got mandarins, oranges, pineapples, avocados. Avocado on toast, that sounds like the most wonderful breakfast option.
Oh, it is. It is. It's good for you, but you won't be able to afford a house.
No, apparently not.
No.
Not if you smash it. Do we know anything else that's in season at the moment?
Another one that's in season, and it's a favourite of mine, especially when it's a flavour of gelato, blood oranges.
Blood oranges. I guess that's in that citrus family, isn't it?
I mean, all the citruses are in season.
Are in season. See, it's always so hard. I can never tell what is and isn't in season, especially because a lot of the time now with supermarkets and the way that they import fruit and veg,
and
it's
like
easy to get things
all year round.
Yeah, and they freeze things. But it's always, I think it's better to eat what's in season because it's fresher, it's more likely to be locally sourced. Wow. So think of the wonderful things we can have for breakfast right now. We've got avocados, pineapples, apples, oranges, mandarins, and blood oranges. You've got the weirdest fruit salad ever, or a really good smoothie.
I mean,
minus the avocado.
I reckon avocado and blood oranges would go really well.
Yeah, but you're a little strange.
I know, I'm weird. I'm 2SER's weird uncle. I'm 2SER's weird uncle. We heard it here first, folks.
Well, fascinating fruit fact number two. Firstly, that would taste terrible. The second fact is a strawberry. A strawberry is not actually a berry, but a banana is.
Okay.
Yeah, really?
Who knew that? The other, so we're talking about blood oranges. So I have a fact about orange, the color. So the color orange was named after the fruit.
Not the other way around.
No, so before then they'd just say, look at that bright red orange.
Wow, okay. That's really strange.
I know.
Guys, we're going to have to leave it there because my mind is boggling. I'm really...
Sure.
I'm glad that we've got a little rundown on some of the fruits in season at the moment, though.
No worries, thank
and
you.
And Bruce, your fabulous fruit frags, your fruity fruit frags.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know whether it's a lack of vitamin C or the sleep deprivation, but
we'll leave it there either way. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess.